Okay, we're on Daf Ayin Hey, Amid Aleph, down at the bottom, finishing off the Lamed Tes Melachas today. Nisim Shem. Hashochatar, the Mishnah said that one of the Lamed Tes Melachas is Shechita. Mora asks, Shochet, Mishum, my Mechayev, my Chayev. Vashi translates, my Chayev, where do you find that you're Chayev? Where do you find in the Mishkan Shechita, Vashi, my Mechayev, Shochet, Mishum, my Mechayev. Shechita b'melachah mishkan hecha. Where do you find it? Where did you need shechita that it became one of lamed tet melachah? O maya vidite. And what did it do? Im meorat elim meadanim lamali b'hu shechita. If it's because of the skins that we needed, so why do you need shechita? Technika namisagi. It should have been done any kind of death over here, right? You could have strangled it. You could have suffocated it. You could have done all kinds of things. Why do you need shechita in the Mishnah? In the Lamed Tet Melachot, where do you find it? Vav omer mishum tzoveya. Now this sheet of Vav himself is going to qualify why he's saying tzoveya. Tzoveya is coloring. So we'll leave that just for a second. Ushmul omer mishum netilat neshama. Shmul says netilat neshama that the shechita is lav dafka. It just means any type of slaughtering, killing. The Rashi is on Vav Shmul on Amid Beis. Mishum tzoveya. When he shechted, the Beit Shechita is the area of the neck where the Shechita was done. It gets colored by the blood. Well, the Kama Mefarish, and almost immediately we're going to explain, am I Mekabin Letzava? Why did he need to color the Beit Shechita area, the area of the neck where he did the Shechita? The Tzviya Habib Mishkan Av Malacha. Tzviya is an Av Malacha. So this Shechita's Rav is going to need a little understanding. Mishum Netilat Neshama. The Netilat Neshama Habi the Mishkan, we find in Netilat Neshama that things had to be killed in the Mishkan. Ve'elim Adamim, Ve'tachash, Ve'chelazon, we find different creatures that needed to be killed. So it's Lav Davk, according to Shmuel, Shechita, rather it's any type of killing would be one of the Lamed Tet Melachot. On Vav now, the Gemara asks, Mishum Tzoveya Ein, Mishum Netilat Neshama Lo. Vav, your sheet is a little funny over here. You're saying that you're going to be over because it's Soveya, but not because of Netilat Neshama? Ema af mishum Soveya. He says, no, I meant also Soveya. Of course, Shechita, you're going to be over because of Netilat Neshama. You're also going to be over because it's Soveya. And Rashi says, af mishum Soveya, v'naf kamina lechiyu v'tarte. According to Vav, we're going to find a case where you're going to be over two. You'll find two that you're going to be over when you do it. You're going to be over with the Shechita, Netilat Neshama, and you'll also be over because it's Soveya when you color the flesh around the neck. Now, Rav himself feels he needs to clarify this. It's a really Shver Shechita. Say, you over Soveya over here? Omer Rav, Milta Diyamri, Eme Ba Milta Delo, Leitu Dari Batrai, Velach Kualai. The thing that I said, let me add to it so that later generations won't come and laugh at my pshat. Over here. You also realize it's a bit wild what he said that Soveya. Soveya, but my Nichalei, why would it be Nichalei, good for the Shochet, that the neck should be colored? Nicha, the Litvos Beit Shechita, Dama, ki heche de chazua inche veleitu lezivna mine. It's good for the Shochet that the Beit Shechita should be colored with Dam, because people should see it, and they'll come and they'll buy from them, they'll realize it's fresh meat, they'll see that the Beit Shechita is, has blood on it, and it's fresh blood over here. So according to Rav, when you do Shechita, and you have Kavana, that you want the blood to stain the area of the neck in order for advertisement purposes, you're going to be over too. Over there, Rashi, Milta Diamri, Ema. Dover Tema, Marti. I said something that was a Dover Tema. Lahatskil Tzviya v'shechita, to mention that they'll be over Tzviya with Shechita. Tzviya kanei lomar bo davar tam. So I'm going to continue on, and I'm going to add in some, a nice reason over here. The lo leiti dori batzvai hashomim v'lach kolai. That the later generation shouldn't come and laugh at my, at what I said. Tzviya basa b'may nichalei, why is it good for him? Lahai shochet b'tzviya da basa, for this shochet, b'tzviya da basa, ayinu chokul. It seems funny. For any more about Tom, I'm going to say the Tom. Nikali litvos beit shechita b'damah sheit soveya b'dam should be colored with Tom. Ki hecha d'niksaya inshe Shinishcha yom v'naitiv v'nazvano. They should come and they should buy the meat. So according to Rav, he agrees with Shmuel that you're going to be over Netilat Neshama, and you'll also be over on Tzveya. And this is how the Rambam paskins. Rambam brings down that the Lamet Malacha Shechita is killing any animal, any chaya, any bird, any fish, any insect. And if the Shochet does it with the Kavana, in order for Tzveya, so that people can see the blood on the neck, he'll also be over Tzviya over here. You'll be over both with the same mice. The Rav mentioned the other day that there was a machloket. If one mice, you could be over two. You see clearly from over here, Rashi, and it seems pretty clearly from this Gemara, unless you learn at the Nafkamina in a different way, it's that you could be over two with one act. Two katas with one act over here. So again, from over here, one's got to be careful on killing anything on Shabbos. Big problem with insects and things like that. Not all insects. Some insects that are bothersome, it could have different dinim. And when we get to the Perek of Shmoneh Shvatzim, the Gemara will go more into what's mutter to kill, wounding, things like that. All Netilat Neshama will be discussed over there.
According to Shmuel, why does it say
Shechita? Shechita is lav dafka. Just means Netilat Neshama, and that was just the mila that they used for it. Also Vav at the end. Also Shechita is lav dafka. He agrees with Shmuel. Hamolcho mi'abdo, salting and tanning. Okay, the Gemara asks the obvious question. Hayenim uleach, hayenim abed. Salting is tanning. That's how you take the hides in those days. You put it down on the ground, and the chemicals that they used to make it into leather, they would salt it. So it's the same thing. Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Derami Tavayo, they both say, api chad minayo. You're right. It's the same exact thing. Remove one of them from the list of Lametet Malachot, Vial Sirtut, and put in Sirtut, scratching. Meaning when the tanner came to make the leather into the right measurements, he'd scratch on the leather exactly what he needed to do, and then he'd cut on that area. So they say basically, yeah, you're right, remove it. Rashi, Vial Sirtut, Hayenu Moleach, Hayenu Ma'abe, Atu Malicha, Lavtzor Hibudu, for the Malicha, it's for the need of the Ibud. By the way, the Rishonim ask immediately on this case over here. We already had before the Gemara answer asked, we have Zoro, Boro, Meraki, the three different Malachas. No one ever over there said remove one of them and put the other one in, and put a different one in. We kept all three of them, even though they're basically the same act. And yet over here, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and no one seems to argue, say, uprooted, it's the same thing. So the Rishonim are bothered. The Ran and Rashi at the end of our Gemara, we're going to have a similar Gemara like this. We're going to have two Malachas and we split them up. They say basically when it comes to Zora, Bora, or Meraki, the last Rashi in the on the Gemara over here, that these are, they each do a different thing. One takes out the Kashin, one takes out the Tzvorot, the little pebbles, and one takes is for the Kemach itself. Each one is doing something different, even though it's the same act that you're doing, but there's something different going on with it. When it comes to Ibud, and Maliach, that's the same act you're doing over here. You're tanning the hides over there. Therefore, you don't remove it. That's therefore over here, you would remove it. And when we mentioned before with Zorobor and Marakid, we don't remove one of them. Ve'al Sirtut, according to our Gemara now, which is Paskin in the Rambam, that Sirtut is now one of the Lametet Malachot. What is Sirtut? V'fi shederek ha-ratzanim, kishuhu ba l'chathu, the way of the ratzanim, the leather makers, is that when they come to cut it, they first scratch on the leather first according to what they need. Laharik, laharchiv, lakatzer, hachituk, according to what length you need the cut. V'yachkach mi'avi asakin derech ha'sirtut, and then they take the scissors or the knife and they cut on the scratches that they made. And this is exactly how they did it in the Mishkan. So according to our Gemara now, the Lametet Malachot list is a little bit different than the Mishnah. I tried looking around if someone could find a Tom. Why is it that Rabbeinu HaKodesh put it in the Zis too and he left out Sirtut? They didn't look everywhere, but if someone could find an answer for that, I'd appreciate it. It's Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. Both of them come and say, no question about it, change the list. Rabba Bar Avuna, Hain Man, the Malach Bisra, someone who sold meat, Chayev Mishum Ma'abe, you'd be Chayev Mishum Ibud, Ibur again is taking the leather and salting it. It preserves it. It makes it into leather. The skins, if you just leave it, it's going to rot. When you do the salting, the Ibur process, you preserve it. So also meat is preserved with salt. In those days, they didn't have refrigeration. If you wanted your food to last, you have to salt it. Rav Omer ein Ibur be'ochlin. He holds there's no concept of Ibur, of salting, in order to make things preserved with food. It's only with hides. It's with tanning over there, but not with food. Even Rav Huna didn't say his din that if you salt your meat, you'd be over. Unless you were going on a trip. Those days, again, you didn't have refrigeration. Your preservatives were salt. If you went on a trip, you'd salt it very heavily. And then when you needed to eat it, a day or two later, it wouldn't be spoiled. You soak it in the water to get the salt off, and you eat it. So, avalibeta, but for a house, for your house use that you wanted to salt it for a little bit later, lo mishavi inish mechle eitz. People don't make their food eitz. What do you mean eitz? When you salt it very solidly, when you're going on a trip for a few days, you'd salt it, it would make it like an eitz. It would make it so hard over here. People don't do that for the house. And what Rav Huna was saying was when you make it so salted so heavily that it becomes hard like wood for a trip, that you'll be over. Rashi, the kiboy leli orcha, shemocha harbi, if you do it a lot of malicha on it. Now Tosfot over here says that this Gemara isn't the final psak, that even though Rav Omer ain't ibud be oklin, we have a Gemara later on and a Gemara Beit, so you can see the top Tosfot, ain't ibud be oklin, ain't lahati mikan malicha oklin. Don't think that you could matir malicha oklin, the yasim the rabbanon. It's asr midrabbanan. Where do you find a place where it's asr? Where you want to do malicha, that'll be a din of ibur. If you shechted your meat 3 days ago, who knows when you shecht the meat, you have to salt it or wash it within 3 days in order to, otherwise it's you're going to ruin the meat over here. So you shechted the meat on Thursday, all of a sudden it's Shabbos, right? Or before that, all of a sudden it's Shabbos, it's the third day. Can you do malicha on the meat in order to save the meat? Post can bring down? No. You can't. You blew it. You can't do malicha on Shabbos, even though Rava says ein ibud be ochlim, but there's a midrabbanan over here. We don't do malicha on ochlim, and therefore you can't save the meat. Another case that comes up with salting, it's a very common case, but it's not in the din of ibud, it's in the din of actual cooking, is things that are normally pickled. And there's a common halacha shayla. Things that are normally pickled, like cucumbers. If you salt it on Shabbos, it's a problem. Over here, salting is the starting of a pickling process, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch brings down vegetables that you normally do pickling on. You have to be careful how you salt them on Shabbos. And Mamash did in the Shulchan Aruch that's brought down, and there's a whole order on how you do it. If you want to put dressing on your salad over here, and you have tomatoes and you have cucumbers in it, you should first put the shemen in, and then a little salt. Question is, if it's a little bit of salt, a lot of salt, and all these things, but it's an issue that one should be aware of. That there's a problem of salting certain vegetables that you normally pickle on Shabbos. Right there. The next process in the tanning is you smooth it and then you cut it. Someone who rubs between the pillars on Shabbos is chayv mishum memachik. What exactly this means? So Makhlok could be shown him. See Rashi's pshat first. Hashaf ben amudim. What did he do over here? Kagon amudi aksandriot. You have the pillars of like a, what an aksandriot would be?
Porch
area. Shiosim chalanot chalanot. Doesn't mean actual windows, but there's openings over there. V'nismachim bechalanot ben amud la'amud. And people are over there. They sit, they lean over there. V'shasham b'karka. Now he rubs the karka over there. Ha'vinyin. Sh'nishanin alav. K'dei sh'yuchalak. You rub the ground over there in order for it to be nice. Miri edge to sit down on. Make it more inviting to sit on. Chayiv mishum memachik. According to Rashi, rubbing the ground in order to make it more smooth to sit on is memachik. Comes, kimat all the Rishonim. And ask on Rashi. We had a Gemara before, if you have a guma in the ground, in a field, and you smooth it out, you're chayiv because of choresh. In a house, if you smooth an area down, you're chayiv because of binyan. Over here. So why is Rashi coming all of a sudden and saying mamachik over here? You should be anything over binyan. And what does it have anything to do with the mamachik that's in the Mishkan over here? The mamachik in the Mishkan is with height. Rather, Rishonim say, Tosfot over here, the Rambam says it more meforish, that what he did over here, it's the Rach and Tosfot, that he's shafa or ala omid. He put the or on the amudim and he smoothed it down with his hands over here. That would be mamachik, smoothing the or. And that's very nice following the order of the Gemara over here. That the Yitzhak over here would be smoothing down, and they don't even bring down this sheet and rash, which is a, if you think about it, you're outside in the dirt and you take your foot and you smooth the dirt a little bit with your foot, according to Rashi, you'd be over a chaplet over here. So I didn't see, it's not put down in the Shulchan Aruch, but the Rambam brings down the other pshat, and most Rishonim do not bring down this rash. I didn't research it completely, but yeah, you see a sheet of Rashi over here on the ground. So what do you do with Rashi? Rashi says, Yechai, because of Mamachik, it should be binyan, if anything. That's what they, Ron says in Meforsh, that the Rashi should be over binyan. So the Achronim over here say that there's two processes going over here. Binyan is making, filling the holes up. Right? According to Rashi, that's only filling, you have a hole in the ground, and you filled it up. Now that it's filled up and you want to make it more, you know, nice to sit on, and you just want to smooth it out, according to Rashi, that's a totally different malach over here. Now would be mamachik, according to Rashi. For sure, it would be at least a tolda, it won't be the av, because it's not exactly like in the Mishkan. Okay, so Omer Rebbe Acha Bar Chanina, Hashaf Bein Amudim, Shabbos Chayv Mishum Mamachik. Omer Rebbe Chia Bar Abba, Gimel Devarim Sachli Rev Ashi, Mishmei De Rebbe Yeshua Ben Levi. Three things Rav Ashi, and on the side, the Mesoras Hashas takes out Rav Ashi, who was at the end of the Amorim, and he put in Rav Ashi, who was in the beginning, in the name of Rav Yeshua ben Levi. It has to be like that, because Rav Yeshua ben Levi is a Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKodesh, one of the Rabbeim of Rabbi Yochanan, and he was in the beginning of the Amorim. It wouldn't make sense that Rav Ashi would be quoting Rav Yeshua ben Levi. So the Mesoras Hashas took care of that. Three things he told me, three halachas that are nogay to someone who shaves off the top of the poles on Shabbos, Rashi. Oh, there's Rashi before this. No, he said the Rashi. Hamagor Roshi Kolonoso, Shu Roshem Shavim Vechadim. You have poles, I guess, a fence around your house, and you shave them off that they should be even and sharp on Shabbos. Chai Mishum Mechatek. Mechatek, again, is cutting something to its proper measurement. If you're smooth, or sandpaping, another word for it, planing, I guess, the tops of the poles, in order that they're in the proper, what are you over? Because of mechatek. That's the yisra of mechatek. Hamareyach vatiyah b'shabes chayim mishum emachik. If someone smooths the bandage and has medicine on his wound on Shabbos, or not even on his wound, if he's hamareyach vatiyah b'shabes chayim mishum emachik. Rashi. Marek Vatia Machlik Takboshit Alamaka on his wound. And this, by the way, we're not going to elaborate over here, but a lot of the problems of medications on Shabbos come from this Gemara. Marek Vatia B'Shabbos Chai Mishum Memachik. You're over because of Memachik, smoothing. And you got to be careful with that. Hamasati Tera Evan B'Shabbos Chai Mishum Maka B'Shabbos. Someone who now chisels the rock on Shabbos, meaning a rock that has already been quarried, is chayiv mishum makah b'patish. And now we're going to start a whole bunch of the sugya of makah b'patish, one of the three things that was told in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi. Mishum makah b'patish, shehu gama misati to the Evan Vashi, liyacha shenyakva minahara, after you quarried it, v'nechatzva machlika, you quarried it, you cut it into size, now you smooth it off with some chiseling, that's the final malacha that you do over here. You make the whatever design on it and how you want it. That's makah b'patish. I'm a Rabbi Shimon ben Kisma. Now, just another interesting thing over here, the changing the names. If you look at the Bach, he changes ben Kisma to ben Bisna. Okay, we know there's a Kisma because we have a Rabbi Yossi than Kismay in Perkei Avos. So I looked in the Seder Doros. The Seder Doros brings down a Rabbi Shimon ben Kisma. He does bring down a Rabbi Shimon Kisma, who is a Talmud of Reish Lakish. And then he brings down a Rabbi Shimon bar Bisna. And the Seder Doros writes, I didn't find anywhere where there's a Rabbi Shimon ben Bisna. It might be a Tot Sofer. Or you can maybe say that the Bisna was really a Chaf, and they made it into a base. It's Kisna. And really the Chaf and the Kuf is interchangeable, and it was really Rabbi Shimon ben Kisma, and they're one and the same person. I'm not sure what information the Bach had that he felt that he had a need to change it over here. I'm a Rabbi Shimon ben Kisma, and a Mora, and the Ringland is the only place that he's quoted, is our Gemara over here. Rabbi Shimon ben Kisma, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, is Rabbi, who's a Talmud Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Hatzar Tzora Bikli, someone who puts a design, little decoration on a Kli. Hamarafeach bekli zechukit, someone who blows glass. Chayv mishum makh bepatish. These are both makh bepatish. Rashi. Hatzara bekli tzora bekli sha'omid lakachlina. So this is what it's for. He wants to put a design on to beautify it. That would be makh bepatish. He finished already making the kli, and now he's just putting a design on it. That's the final aspect of the kli. Makh bepatish. Manafeach bekli zechukit. When it's melted and you make it through blowing, it's makabe patish. That's the issa. And not binyan? Yeah. Rashi doesn't hold binyan bekelim.
It's nothing until you make it.
Good. According to, I think this is who asked this over here? I saw a report down. Very bothered. It's melted glass, it's a melted blob, and now when he blows it, the only thing he's over is a makh bepatish.
He made it.
There's no binyan. What else should it be over? No binyan over here. According to Rashi, no binyan bestira bekele.
Only when the kli is done, you're doing.
Oh, so the mafortune on that, the Ravan says clearly that makh bepatish is not the last moment. For example, when you're tzor, that's when you're making the design, once you start making the design, you're over makh bepatish. It's not like the second you finish it. It's in the process of finishing off the kli is makabe patish. So to over here, once you start blowing in it, it's already makabe patish because you're finishing off. You're doing the finishing touches. That's how the Ran types it over here. There's another problem that's going on over here. The one who made this design over here, there's a very shver Magen Avraham, that I'm saying it's shver because everybody else questions on it. That he says that this, when you make a design on a kli, it's ksiva. You overcote over here, the Lamed Tet Malacha. And of course, they all jump on the Magen Avraham from our Gemara over here. It's just mefeirish that it's makah bepatish. So the Ber Halacha, in the end of Hilchos Shabbos, explains what's the difference between ksiva and makah bepatish, or making a design over here. Ksiva, when you kote something, you're imparting information on this thing. When you put information, you put an A on one of the questions, you're letting you know something over here. But this design that you're making isn't letting you know any information on this kli over here. It's a design over here. It's for beautifying it. That would be makah bepatish. That's the difference over here. And they leave it as a tzorach iyun on the Magen Avraham. He quotes the Magen Avraham, the people who ask on it, and he makes this chilek on it.
Without the design to...
Yeah. So
if it's
omit to put a design on it before you sell, you make it nicer, that's makabe patish now. And you're right, they bring down that a kli that is normally made in order to, that has a design on it, now that you put the design on it, it's makabe patish. It's the final touch on it before you're going to sell it off. Another makabe patish, Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Hi man, Rabbi Yehuda. I mind the shakale kufe miglime. Someone who takes out the loose strings from his cloth or his garment. Chai mishum makabe patish. This is makabe patish. You get a new suit from the cleaners or from the it's a question if it's a new suit or it's a just clean suit. It's a shiloh for a posik. But at least a brand new thing that you get from the tailor and you take off the last things before you're going to wear it. Makabe patish. Or today it's very common when you get your new suit, you have the pocket. Right? You buy a Shabbos suit and you take your little sitter with everything and you want to put it in your pocket and you realize the pocket is sewn shut on Shabbos, opening that up, at least Makom Patish. There might be other problems also, but that's Makom Patish. You're finishing off the suit over there. Hani Mile, the copy to light. And Dafka, if he's Makbid on it, if there's a little speck or a little string hanging out, he just pulls it out, he doesn't care, he dresses like a schlepper anyway, it's not a problem. But if you didn't like it, and it's showing that it's the final process of the suit, you'll be chayiv on it. Teshakle Vashi. Teshakle Kufay. Voshe chutim atloi biyaviya b'makom kishorim kishenitak b'achoti b'kashua. These are the leftover threads that are hanging in the curtains where you tied it, that you cut them off. That's like the finishing process over here. Techein kashim v'kisamim. And also when you get cloth, they have kashim, little straw sticks, dakin shina arguba. I guess you know they didn't have quality control in the making of the garments. They had these little things in it. They got in there. And after you finished weaving it, when you plucked them out, that's the gomer malacha. That's also chayv mishum makav patish. Okay, weiter. Hakotev shtei otiot. Next in the Mishnah is you're writing two otiot, writing two letters, and you're only chayv on two letters, because that's the way it was in the Mishkan. Like the way we do, people who put up this sukkah year after year, you have your boards, you put two letters next to it, so when you reassemble it, you know which two boards fit together properly. So too in the Mishkan, they had two letters, the two crushing, the poles that were next to each other, they wrote letters on them. So whenever you had writing in the Mishkan, it was always with two letters. What Tana Rabbanan? Katav ot echad gidola. He wrote one big letter in the space that you could have written two letters. V'yesh makoma lichtov shtayim potter. You didn't do the malacha. You did half of the malacha. You didn't do what it was in the Mishkan. You're potter v'alaser. You can't even write one letter on Shabbos, but you're not going to be over in the Siddurisa. Makak ot gidola. But if you erased a big letter, v'yesh makoma lichtov shtayim, and there was place to write two over here, chayiv, you'd be chayiv. And that's pretty meduyik in the Malachas and the Mishnah. When we had the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, HaKosev Shtei Otiot, that's going to be the Yisra Deraisa. HaMokich Amenat Lichtov Shtei Otiot. And the Mechika is when you erase on the condition to write two Otiot. So it doesn't say you have to erase two Otiot, it has to erase in order to write two Otiot. So if you left the space where you can write two otiot, you'd be chayiv because of machika. Omer Rebbe Menachem or Rebbe Yossi, v'zechon v'mochik mebekosev. Even though mochik is subordinate to kosev, you're only chayiv on erasing if it's on the condition to write. But over here we find a chumer with machika over ksiva, because if you just mochik one letter, and it's a large letter, you can write two letters in that place of a normal size, not tiny microscopic letters, you'd be over because of mechika. Vashi kosev od echad gidola will be potter. Shebekarshi ha mishkan shtayim hayu kotvim. In the mishkan there was always two that you vote on. Echad bezu v'echad bezu. One on this one and this one. One on this one. Kidei lizvagam kishesotrim otam. In order that you could put them together when you take it apart. Matek od echad chayiv. You'd be chayiv. She'ein malechit mechike cheshuva ela almanat liktov. It's not a malechit cheshuva. It's not choshuv. Only on the condition to write. Var yish makom l'shtei otiot. And if there's two makom for two otiot, you'd be chayiv. Just want to take 1 minute on mechika, because there's not so many sugyos on mechika, and there's something also to be mitzdadik myself. Mechika is a common mechika, which is tearing. Tearing letters we bring down as also mechika. Destroying letters, getting rid of letters. So mechika, Rashi says, is not a malacha chashuva, unless it's only on the condition to write. So when you tear letters, only unless it's on the condition that you're going to write new letters, it's not an issur d'oraisa. It's called, a mechika by itself is midrabanan. That's the fact. When you tear letters on Shabbos, it's at the most of a midrabanan. So on, when people open up bags on Shabbos, their bomber bags, the Arctikim or whatever, and they're very careful not to close the letters. I just want to put the Isser, what people are doing, into perspective. It's a psik resha to start off with. Because you're not tearing the letters, we're tearing the letters. You're opening up a ice cream or something, and mamela you're tearing letters. So for sure you're psik resha. It's a psik resha, and it's a midrabbanan. Because you're certainly not doing it to rewrite. You're tearing it, not under condition to write, you're tearing it because you want to open it. So you did a midrabbanan of tearing letters, and it's psik resha. And it's a delon nichale. Okay? You're not tearing the letters because you want it torn. You're tearing it because it's the low ikpale. You don't care if it gets torn or not. So I just want to put people, when they tear it, it's a psik resha on a midrash upon it. Psik resha, opening up the ice cream. You want the ice cream. Mamela. What? What? If you open it up and you tear a letter, it's psik resha. Einu miskavin. Okay? With a midrash upon it. And it's a delot de nichale over here. That's where I went. So you should know that there's a machloket shulchan aruch ramah on this exact din over here. Okay? And the machaber matzes it. The ramah answers it unless you have another midrash rabbanan to be mitzarefit with it. So on Shabbos, if you see a Sephardi opening up his things, straight out, chacham abu shol brings down, it's totally mutter for a Sephardi to do it. Ashkenazi never have a problem with it. It's a midrabbanan on a midrabbanan going on over here. You need a third midrabbanan to be mitzarif with it. It's a light isser. So on Shabbos, I just open up the things. I'm a Sephardi, if you didn't know. I just open up the things, and people look at me like they're shocked. You're being mechal Shabbos for Rabbi, you know. Get witnesses and give them skeel if there's a machine. You know. See, I had a problem with it, though, because maybe it's nichalei for me when I'm doing it, because I like seeing the reactions of people over here. That ruined my whole head to over here. But lemaisa mechika and opening up things, people should realize that it's not the... It's usur. First, in Ashkenazi, cannot tear the letters on Shabbos, but when the Sephardim do it, they are within the realms. Okay. Baita. Bona v'sota makra mavir makra bepatish, the last list over here. Vavu avzeo diarmi tarvayo. Kol midi di eit be gomo malacha chayv mishum makra bepatish. Anything that finished off the malacha, yechayv mishum makra bepatish. Rashi before him, Rebbe Menachem, Rebbe Yossi, hai kamalan, man tana kama, Rebbe Menachem, Rebbe Yossi. You see that since he qualified it, he is the tana kama. So that's Makkah Bepatish, and we'll have a lot more of Makkah Bepatish and Binyan when it comes later, properly. Bona. Elu Avos Malacha, let's finish off the Lashonot of the Mishnah. We just finished off the Lamed Tet Malacha, and just Bederek Agav, it was 2.5 tafim of just packed Gemoras, Haktamas, and a lot of Dinim and Lamed Tet Malacha. This week's Parsha, we have the second paragraph of the Shema, V'hayim Shmoa Tishmo'u. Rashi over there says that if you listen to the old, meaning you do chazorah on what you already know, you'll hear the new. You'll understand the new better. This is I think, a gewaltic opportunity, a 2.5, you know, just a tremendous 2.5 tafim on the Lamed Tet Malachot, the whole backbone of all of Hilchas Shabbos over here. It's not such a big limud to do chazorah on, a 2.5 taf. Or, I looked myself last night, in the Mishnayos, the Rav Bar Tanor, gives a tremendous summary of almost everything we've seen over here in the Gemara. One should take an advantage over here. Vayim Shemot Tishmo'u, be Makayim, what we say every day, according to Rashi in the Shema, twice a day. Do a little Chazor, it's a time to do Chazor, it's be Mechazik over here, especially the Lamed Tet Malachot. It's Kedai on Shabbos to, if one has the time and ability, to Chazor over these 2.5 Tafim, which are foundation Gemoras in Halacha. Or the Mishnayos with the Rav Bar Tanor and the Lamed Tet Malachot. Elu Avos Malacha. What is the Elu? These are the Avod Malacha. Elu is coming. These Lafuke something else. Elu Lafuke Midrabbi Eliezer. The Elu. These are the Avod Malacha that you're going to be Chayav Achatatan. To exclude the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer, the Mechayev al Tolda of Makom Av. He's Mechayev a Tolda in the Makom of an Av, that if you did a Tolda in an Av, you'd be Chayev to Chata. Our Mishnah says these are the Lamed Tet Malachot, these are the things that you're going to be Chayev Chata on, and nothing else is excluding Rebbe Eliezer's Shita. Vashi Lefukmid Rebbe Eliezer. Taha Aman, the low Nimnu Kana Ilulahodianum, Minyan Khatat Shalha Elam Echad. The reason why we brought down these, this listing, is to let us know the count of the Khatats, one could be over and one overlap. Katana Hari Elu Muti Shi'im Asan Tal Dereyami Mehem. We wrote Elu to exclude, to minimize or to exclude. If you did the Tolda with them, to Enum Avi Aleim Khatat, you're not going to bring a Khatat. Or the look of Rebbe Eliezer, the Mechayev Atolda Ima Av Bekritut. It's not really Rebbe Eliezer, it's going to be Mechayev the Tolda with the Av in a Kritut. Chose Echad. Our Mishnah said 40. Chose Echad. Achat minus 1. What is that coming to Lefuki? Why did we have to Dafka say it like that? Lefuki mid Rebbe Yehuda. It's coming to exclude a sheet of Rebbe Yehuda. The Tanya Rebbe Yehuda, Mosef, he held that there was more than 39 malachas. He was Mosef that a shovet umidaktik. A shovet. Shovet and daktik, these are in the weaving things. A shovet, let's see Rashi on it, what exactly these two malachas were. Shovet, mishava sheti. The karka shekarim royal, meaning when you set up the loom, in order to make everything equal, you had a shobit because it's a kind of rod. You know that from Achish Verosh had a show that's the same mila, I guess. That you'd knock it down in order sharpie. To be mishavet. Shobit. Yeah. Is it same lashon? Oh, it's different lashon. Okay. Shovet, shevet, okay? You knock it, it's a stick that strains it all out. This process would be another av malacha. And what is medaktik? Kishemoteach chuta ariv make bekarkar, when he tightens it in the weaving process, he hits it down with the karkar, a love, b'makoma makoma liyashko, in order to settle it. Why shloyeh mituach yote midai? So it won't be too tight. Kishematicha miyachav azom mitchabi yafi ma'arik. Because if it's too tight, it's going to prevent a good weaving over here. So on one hand, the shobit comes to make everything even, and the medakte comes to loosen up the tension on the loom in order that you could weave properly. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that these two are asr. Amulo, why didn't the chachamim agree with it? Shovet Hariyu Biklam Mesech. That is Mesech. That is part of the weaving process. It's not a separate malacha. And Medaktik Hariyu Biklal Oreg. And the removing the tension is actually the part of the Oreg. Vashi Shovet Hariyu Biklam Mesech. Tehenu Mesech. That is Mesech Mamish. Shemisadech Chuti Hashesi. When you set it up, that's what you do. That's the whole process of Mesech. Hariyu Oreg. And the Medaktik is Oreg. Tehenu Oreg Mamish. That is the weaving. Now Rashi comes and explains what the Ran came up above. So why don't you list more than one over here, just like we have with Zora, Bora, and Merakid. Hello, dummy. The Zora, Bora, and Merakid. It's not similar to those three. The Zeh over there with those things. One is with Kashi, one is with Tzoros, and one is with Kemach. And this over here, it's the same process over there. Therefore, these are excluded from the list, and Zora, Bora, and Merakid is included in the list.